Mr. David Lindgren.
How's everybody doing? Oh yeah, forgot these. Started using a microphone. Not that I need it. Yeah, so. Rich man comes, makes money on the gun and knife. Rich man slaves, they got their hands all around your life. You're just a child, but you feel complete when you learn to wait on a trench town street. see a woman downtown, an angel in a restless place. Outrageous legs and her childhood all across her face. You with your $100 bills unfurled, you are the whores in this trench town world. Revenge will come. Revenge will come. Revenge will come.
That was written by a friend of mine named Greg Copeland, who's a liar, an unlikely alliance. This song was written by a friend of mine, Friz Fuller, who was really an amazing songwriter, and he studied all kinds of other disciplines. Drunkenness. Acid. He was really an amazing guy. And amazing that he survived as long as he did. He got into the Coast Guard because he didn't want to be drafted during the Vietnam War. He found that he didn't like it at all. It was not his kind of thing. So he studied how to be a schizophrenic. Studied real hard. And it took. And he became a schizophrenic. And they let him out. But then he didn't really know what to do, so he took a lot of acid. And along with the schizophrenia drugs, it made for an interesting combination. He would come over to my house every once in a while, and we'd sit and talk. He'd come over and say, like, I just saw Richard Nixon in drag at the Ontario airport. I reported him to the authorities, I think they should know. Can I sleep in your closet upstairs? I said, okay. He would sleep in my closet upstairs, but he'd sleep standing up and with his eyes open. It's something he didn't want to walk in on. He had eyes that looked like blue fried eggs. Very thick glasses, so I made them look even bigger. And he always looked like that. And then he wrote these songs. This is called Ain't No Way Big.
Sitting in the laundry man, just trying to keep clean. 25 women, they arrive on the scene. Ain't no way, baby. Ain't no way you get to me. Ain't no way, baby. Ain't no way, baby. Anyway, you get to me. Mm-hmm. Southland, down among the twisted pines. You ought to see my baby shooting up the freeway signs. Ain't no way, baby, ain't no way you get to me. Ain't no way, baby, ain't no way, baby, ain't no way you get to me. Going to the welfare and standing in line. The woman at the window, she won't give me a dime. Ain't no way, baby. Ain't no way, baby. Ain't no way you get to me. Down in Sin Town, I feel so mean. My sanctified mama, she be eating some beans. No way, baby. Ain't no way, baby. Ain't no way you get to me.
This instrument started life out as an Irish bouzouki made in Romania. And I went to this store in San Francisco called Lark in the Morning, and they had a bunch of these. And I said, let me check one of those out. So a friend of mine plays a mandocello made by the same company. He also plays mandolin, same kind of mandolin. And they always sound really good, but they're real cheap, not expensive. $300 for this. Relatively cheap. So I put some extra frets in it, because I wanted to be able to get these notes. listened to it. And I said, that sounds really familiar. It's not just what they do with the saws. These are like saws frets, extra ones. I said, it sounds like something I've heard. Someone I've heard. It's Mavis Staples. So I call this the Mavis fretting. Gotta wait for this one. It's got a red light. There's the green light. You first plug it in, and there's a red light. It says, don't play. Just stop right there, or stop where you are, or wait. Wait, here we go. Not yet. Don't play yet. And there it is. There's the green light. So that's okay. Perfect place for this next song. Spiritual Center. The song is called Beneath the Vast Indifference of Heaven. Warren Zevon wrote this.
It's the same old moon. It's the same old story. It's the same old tune. They all say, someday soon, my sins will all be forgiven. A gentle rain falls on me. All life folds back into the sea. We contemplate eternity beneath the vast indifference of heaven. They say everything's alright. They say better days are near. They tell us these are the good times, but they don't live around here. Billy and Christy don't. Bruce and Patty don't. They don't live around here. Now she's gone. She left town. The town burned down. Nothing left but the sound of the front door closing forever. A gentle rain falls on me. All life falls back into the sea. We contemplate eternity beneath the vast indifference of heaven. Beneath the vast indifference of heaven. Thank you. shirts, maybe down. Yes, oh yes, my name is B. I'm a little city in the first degree. First degree, second degree. If you got any paper, you better show them B.
To do a Bruce Springsteen song, one that the record companies kind of wanted to stay away from because it was a little bit too controversial. It's called Brothers Under the Bridge. Which is about homeless Vietnam vets. And when this was written, that was not a real popular subject. People didn't want to know about that. I think today, people still don't want to think about that. They want to think about people living in cardboard boxes underneath bridges, places like Pasadena. There's a bunch of guys living in tents, which is good. Underneath the Colorado Street Bridge in Pasadena, near where I live. You see them every once in a while. They keep pretty much to themselves. They don't like to hang out and talk and stuff, so they pretty much keep to themselves. I hope we don't do the same thing that we did to the Vietnam vets, to the people come back from Iraq, Afghanistan. That wouldn't be good. You think we would have learned our lesson? Let's hope so. Saigon. It was all gone. Same Coke machines as the streets I grew on. Down a Mesquite Canyon, come walking along the ridge. Me and the brothers under the bridge. Campsite about a mile from the nearest road or town. There's just too much brush in the can for the CHP jumpers to touch down. I ain't looking for nothing, I just wanna live. Me and my brothers under the bridge. Come to Santa Ana, man, that dry brush would light. Billy Devin got burned up in his own campfire one winter's night. We buried his body in the white stones high up along the ridge. Brothers under the bridge. In another town, in the street life, for no good reason, you could find yourself on the wrong end of someone's knife. I ain't looking for trouble, I ain't got none to give. Me and my brothers under the bridge. A shit ton in 72. You were just a beautiful light in your mom's dark eyes of blue. We stood down on the tarmac, I was just a kid. Me and my brothers under the bridge. Come Veterans Day, I sat in the stands in my dress blues. I held your mother's hand as the past with a rent. White and blue. 1 minute you're right there, then something slips. To have some water. Alhambra? Good for you. Go down to Alhambra all the time. I lived in San Marino, Southern California, South Pasadena. You should go down to Alhambra, buy comic books. Bubblegum. Carlos Santana's from Alhambra. I think. I asked to teach banjo and fiddle at a music store in Alhambra. Carlos used to come in and buy picks. It's this little scrawny kid. Who would have known? Another song by Greg Copeland. I first heard this song, I said, boy, I gotta do that. It's called Pretty Girl Rules the World. Which is really true. Really is. She's got him busy on the East Coast, looking her up and down. Out on the West Coast, she's about the only thing around. Get a pink ribbon around her wrist to tell you all about the modern kids. She's so good looking, how you gonna deal with this? Thank you.
When she walks, she can't help it. People gonna stop and stare. She's got a stride like Venus and a life like Tupperware. She's got immaculate poolside speech. She don't know nothing that tears can teach. She's got the perfect touch for keeping out of reach. Pretty girl rules the world. Pretty girl rules the world. Pretty girl rules the world. Don't give me no IRA, PLOCIA. She keeps rocking and rolling till the ghetto goes away. She knows the hard times are good as gone. So put the suntan lotion on and pull a big screen Sony right out on.
Do you an old banjo tune? I played five-string banjo for years and years. Used to play in front of the Mine Train at Disneyland. Before it was Thunder Mountain Railroad. That's where I learned to drink. Up above Aunt Jemima's. With a young man from New Orleans. Got to meet these guys. Old banjo player named Johnny St. Cyr, who played with the original Louis Armstrong High Five. He was amazing. It was amazing he was still alive. I'd seen him in books and stuff, and I said, there he was. I just bought a new guitar. And I took it to Disneyland with me. He gave me a lesson. He didn't play a regular tenor banjo or plectrum banjo. He played guitar banjo. Because in the days when he was playing, he played guitar. He didn't know how to play a four string. So what he did is he took a guitar neck and he put it on a banjo pot. S.S. Stewart Company did that for him so he could work. And I got to meet him. I met Walt, too. Uncle Walt. Scared the hell out of me, too. Big, giant guy in a silver silk suit. Beautiful Hong Kong silk suit. He and Mrs. Disney came to hear us play. Man, was I nervous. I played faster than I ever played in my life. Real nervous, real nervous. I hope they didn't notice that. We became Mrs. Disney's favorite band, Mad Mountain Ramblers. I've been behind the scenes at Disney. You ever see that movie Westworld? That's what it was like. There were steam pipes and all kinds of shit coming out of there. Walls and running along the ceiling and was down a couple of levels. It was something else. And when we played at the 20,000 Leagues exhibit, we used to take our breaks. Captain Nemo's jingles. I've been underneath the Matterhorn to the break area there. We drank vodka. Give me a little bit more of this in the monitor. And one of the sides. This is a Turkish instrument, but I'm sure if they would have had this in the Appalachians, they would have played it. Because it's like a combination of a banjo and a dulcimer and a mandolin and all that all rolled into one. The song's called Way Out West in Kansas. That's how old it is.
Out there don't stand me, way up west in Kansas. They roll the sidewalks in the day, way up west in Kansas. The town goes small at night of clear. You can stand in our town square and knock on every foot through there. Way up west in Kansas, way up west in Kansas. Sun so hot the eggs will hatch, way up in Kansas. Pop all the corn and the popcorn There was a man named Cross That Path, way up west in Kansas. You can never tell who he's looking at, way up west in Kansas. He cried because he's such a wreck, the Tuesday run on the back of his neck. He don't look straight to be by him, way up west in Kansas, way up west in Kansas.
It's time for a drug song. It's an old blues tradition. Got to have a drug song. This is my drug song. It's about Excedrin. And my problem with it. That's right. Take it all the time to drive, and just about, I couldn't wait for a headache. Oh, good. Or the flu, or anything like that.
Oh, good, I'm so glad.
It really worked. It worked a little too well, in fact. And it also wired you a lot. And those of you who don't know what the effect of Excedrin is, you just turn on the morning news. The happy time news, you know, and everybody's way too happy. and they laugh at anything, you know, it's kind of forced hilarity, you know. That's it. Those people are high out of their minds, what I say. Washed down with coffee or Red Bull. The chorus of the song goes, "Give me that little green bottle that shake, shake it like a rattlesnake. I feel like I got another headache coming on. Extra strength or aspirin free, you know, it really don't matter to me. In a little while, all my troubles, they will be gone. My daughter and I were taking a walk in Claremont one night when that chorus came up. We jumped up and down and said, oh boy, there's a song. That's a good one. It's a real good one. Wrote verses for it. Time we got home, we could sing it. Give me that little green bottle and shake, shake it like a rattlesnake. I feel like I got another headache coming on. Extra strength, I burn free. You know, it really don't matter to me. But that little while, I might come on if they will be gone. I was talking to my friend just the other day. He said that he has finally found himself a way to work three jobs and stay up round the clock. But he said that once you start, it's truly hard to stop. It's got that happy label all green and red. It reminded him of Christmas in his head. When it comes to aches and pains, you know it can't be beat. But you also get to get them happy feet. Don't understand that kind of happy high. And when he hopped around the room, I knew him right. He said, soon it will be plain enough for you to see. Cause it's two for you and two more for me. Give me that little green bottle and shake, shake it like a rattlesnake. Feel like I got another headache coming on. Extra strength, glass run free. You know, it really don't matter to me. For that little while, my troubles, they will be gone. Now I've heard it can make you quite aggressive, and on occasion, somewhat possessive. And there are those of us that find that it messes with our mind, but only when we take it too excessive. Now only lasts a little while, this I know. Get that sinking feeling, I just take myself some more acetaminophen and a whole lot of caffeine. It's a bad combination if you know what I mean. Now you got to try to maintain a good balance that you can keep going throughout the day, so that everyone and everything seems happy. And soon you're gonna hear everybody say, give me that little green bottle and shake, shake it like a rattlesnake. I feel like I got another headache going on. Extra strength, that's where I'm free. You know, it really don't matter to me. And that little while of my troubles, they will be gone. They will be gone. They will begin. Begin again. I found that the best way to illustrate what it does to me is to play you the way I play when I've had too much. Okay? It's usually a little too fast. Oh yeah.
When your voice gets a little higher than it should be, like you've been breathing helium. Like that, and you sound like a chipmunk. Just like that. Even that little bean bow that shake like a rattlesnake. Vibrato is too wide. Too nervous. Wonder how long I can do this. Oh, I'll tell you. Oh, I need accepting. I'm coming down with something. Oh, good. Oh, man. I don't know. I think I took too much. Oh, what'll I do? Well, you know, another thing that happens is a lot of bad musical ideas come up. And you play them anyway. I think it's good. That's the worst part. That's creative. Say. They know what they're doing. They know all about all that stuff. Let's see. This is a good website here. See what they say. Oh, yeah. This one guy, he says the cure for it is Excedrin PM. Okay. That sounds logical. So, I got that. I'll take that. Three of them. Down the hatch, down the hatch. They start working really fast. It's a pretty blue pill. Oh, yeah.
Swimming through great jello, looking for that single piece of pineapple that's never there. Oh no, this was a bad idea. I better find a way out of this. I hate this. This is no good. I better go back on the internet, see what I can do. Here's the same guy. This is what he had to say. The way to get out of it is to take extra strength again. Oh, good, I got that. And now, you wash it down with Red Bull. Oh, yeah, there we go. That's really good. Not really good. So nervous. And I smell like an animal. That's really bad. idea.
Charlie Brennan,
Charleston I come. I've traveled this wide world all over, some ups and downs I've done. I've traveled this wide world all over, some ups and downs I've sung. But I never knew what misery was till I heard old American song. Follow my conductor unto his said to me, if you were brick, I got some land to drain. I'll pay you 50 cents a day, you're born in Marshall, and you'll find yourself a different man than any other
for the inspiration. That's the intro to about 5 different songs. It's the same one, just change it a little bit for you.
Baby went to Costco, stayed way too long. She bought a case of tuna fish and brought it on home. I'm not so crazy about that mercury now. I ain't so crazy about that mercury now. I don't want no kind of mercury cruising all around my brain. Hey there, mama, you looking kind of gray. Must be all that mercury make you look that way. I ain't so crazy about that mercury, no. I'm crazy about that mercury, no. I don't want no kind of mercury moving all around my brain. Tuna fish sandwich, tuna casserole, you
kid from the devil from a deep dark hole. I ain't crazy about the mercury, no. I ain't so crazy about the mercury now.
Don't want no kind of mercury
creeping on around my brain. If I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. Go downtown and buy a mercury too. You know I'm crazy about the mercury, yeah. I'm so crazy about that mercury, yeah. I'm gonna buy my mercury, put it off and down the road. I'm gonna buy myself a mercury, cruise it up and down the road.
Thank you so much.